Hey, dear listener, Anthony here. Before we hop into the show, I wanted to let you know about an incredible new resource we just released, The 5 Rules of Investing. Dan and I are huge advocates of modeling the behaviors of the people who have done what you hope to do. And who better to model when it comes to investing than legendary investors like Warren Buffett, Howard Marks, and Ray Dalio? This free ebook breaks down the simple time-tested strategies of billionaire real estate investors that you can use to take your investing to the next level. So head over to InvictusMultifamily.com and grab your ebook today. All right, now let's hop into the show.
Hello and welcome to Multifamily Investing Made Simple. This is the podcast where we take the complexity out of real estate investing so that you can get started today. I'm your host, Anthony Vecino of Invictus Capital, joined as always by Dan Kruger. We got to hurry up and get through this because we are speed running this episode, Daniel.
This is an auction?
Yes. How did I do?
$25.
Sold.
Okay, good.
You don't know what you bought, but you got it.
All right.
So for our listeners who are not familiar with the concept of speed running, can you...
Which is most of you.
Most of you, yeah. Unless you're under a certain age, probably, you don't know what speed running is, and that's okay. Dan, just give us a quick breakdown of what speed running is so that we can lay some context here.
Sure. I just learned what it was about 5 minutes ago. So I guess you're probably better to explain this because you're...
Well, you get the gist of it now, right?
I get the gist of it. So if you guys aren't aware, which maybe you are, maybe you're not, there's a culture out there who's really into video games, and some people who are really good at certain games will try to do them as quickly as possible, which... can be very entertaining to watch. I think there's a big culture of people that like to watch these things online. It's called speed running. You complete an entire game, whether it be like Zelda, Ocarina of Time, in 4 hours. That's the one I saw because I played that a lot.
Because that usually takes Mario. Like 100 hours, right? Like hundreds.
It's not a short. I never finished it. It's not short.
It's a long one.
It's a long game. That was N64. Yeah. Anyways.
Or the classic one is Mario. Like I've seen people, I think it's like 3 minutes. It might even be under 3 minutes.
I mean, if you do everything,
fact check this, but it's
absolutely
fast.
Perfect. You can actually complete these games pretty quickly, which is impressive. But that's speedrunning.
Yeah, so that's speedrunning. So that lays the context then. What we're going to do in this episode today, in under 10 minutes, is if we only had 1 month to make money in real estate, what would we do? What's the best way to make some money in real estate in under a month? So like the situation I think of is like maybe you're just starting out. Maybe like you don't have to have our skills and our network and everything. Let's just say you're starting out pretty new. But like we could snap a finger and we could download some skill set into your brain. And then you could use that skill set so that in 1 month time you can make, say, let's set it low at like $10,000. Let's say in 1 month, make $10,000 in real estate.
Okay.
Could you do it? Do you think you could? I got three ideas.
Make $10,000. Does that mean profit?
Yes.
Cash in your hand?
Yes.
Not revenue. Okay.
Profit.
And you're brand new. You have no experience.
No experience, but let's like assume in a hypothetical world, I could just like download the skills into you. Like we could spend a day.
Okay.
And I could teach you everything that you needed to know. And you had access to me as your mentor or you as the mentor. Mm-hmm. And from that moment forward, you have another 30. We'll say it's a long month. There's 31 days in this month. So you got 30 days from that moment forward to execute the knowledge that you have been given.
Okay. I don't recommend this, but if you're brand new, and you were able to download like Matrix style, all of our men's skills.
I know Kung Fu.
Yeah, you could learn. Anyways, I would say, I mean, the best way to make it in a month is probably to syndicate a deal and get an acquisition fee. Because most of the time, if you're doing the types of deals we do, it's a slow ramp up, right? We do value add deals where they're producing cash flow, but you know, we've got to take a few months to really improve the operations, improve the units, get those rents up. But one-time acquisition fee on the front end, again, I don't actually think a brand new person should go out and syndicate a deal with no experience. But in this hypothetical, that would get you some cash in a month.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't think it would be possible if you were trying to be the lead GP to go source the deal, get it under contract, get the lawyer, get everything mobilized in a month to get that act fee. But if you got onto a deal with another team that already had a deal like going, mm-hmm. and they needed like some capital, and you could go raise capital from like your network, which like I'm not saying you should get compensated for being a capital raiser, but I could see you getting a slice of it then. Or maybe if you had a balance sheet and you could be a KP. But I'm assuming if you're desperately in need of 10K, like you're probably not signing on anybody's loans.
Yeah, but I feel like that doesn't even really answer the question, because this is kind of framed in a way that says, I've got no experience, I'm going to go get my first deal, and like realistically, how do I actually make money quickly? My gut reaction is like, real estate isn't a quick get rich strategy. Like we said a bunch on the show, like you could definitely do really well over a long timeline, but you're not going to do really well really quick. And this just isn't the space for, it's not a quick hit business, right? It's a long game. So that's my gut reaction. That's what I want to say. I feel like that's a cop out, and that's totally clickbaity.
This is a limiting belief. You got a limiting belief. I'm going to break it right now. I got three ideas for you.
Break it.
All right, I'm going to snap them. Okay, number one, you could rent out a bedroom that you're in currently. Now, I don't know if you'd make $10,000 in a month, because I just made up that rule after I'd already written this down. But if you needed to make money in real estate and you had a spare bedroom or something like that, you could start renting out your bedroom if you had another one.
Okay, so you'll make $200.
So we're $200. We need another $9,800. Okay, yeah. So you're going to rent out. You're going to rent out a bedroom, and then
$200 is, I think, really good for a bedroom.
Yeah,
I mean, wouldn't pay that.
I mean, originally when I wrote this down, the goal was to make any amount of money, and then
that's a different.
At the beginning of the episode, I like threw out $10,000, so like that doesn't help my cost. But okay, so the two ways that I think are actually pretty realistic. I'm going to save my best one for last, but the second one is wholesaling. If you could, you could download the information pretty quickly on like how to wholesale, and then it's just a numbers game. So remember, like, how many doors do you knock on? How many phone calls do you make? And if you're really highly motivated, I bet you could go and find somebody with a property willing to sell it in a couple of weeks, and then you go find a seller or a buyer to take over the contract. You don't have to be around for them to finish the transaction necessarily. Maybe you just get bought out. So I could see that one. If you had 30 days and you just lived, breathed, and slept like wholesaling and cold calling, and like you could probably churn up a deal and get a paycheck. The best way though, if I had to make money in real estate, and this isn't really real estate, but it's tied closely enough to it that I'm going to count it. You could start like an Airbnb arbitrage company, and that one would be pretty quick. So the theory, what you would do is you go out and you find somebody with a single family home, or they have a home already. Maybe they're already renting it out on Airbnb. You're going to go in there and you're going to take over all the listing activity, all the cleaning activity. You're going to get people, you're going to get guests in there. And Airbnbs, per a video that I did yesterday with Reed, they can cash flow north of 10K. So, you know, you don't even own the building necessarily. You're giving like the majority share to the owner, but you are getting a pretty sizable cut just for really running the business of the Airbnb. So like if I had 1 month and I was desperately back against the wall, I had to make money in real estate, that's probably what I'd do. I'd probably start calling people that are on Airbnb already, or people who I think have like whatever. I would just start calling people who's got something, right? You probably only need to get like two houses or two contracts, and that could probably get you to 10K in a month.
Okay. So your brain went a different direction, because in both of your examples, you don't actually own any property.
No.
So you're in real estate in the sense that you're
using real estate to make money.
You're like almost like a property manager. Like, all so you three could go just be a property manager and make money managing other people's properties. That could make you money.
I do not believe, that's the same thing. I do not think that it is super possible to own a property, like to go and buy a property and profit 10K in a month, especially in the first month. Like that would be outrageous.
I don't think it is either.
Like a syndication would be the closest.
If it's a huge deal, like
something with a fee. Huge deal. But that's not even making money off the real estate still, right? Like the real estate isn't what made you the money there. Yeah. It was the fee for all the activities around it. So like if you're waiting to try and get like appreciation or actual cash flow coming from a building, I don't think you're going to get it in month one.
No, you're not. So I want to make sure that's very clear for all you listeners. Like, I don't care who you're listening to, what they're saying on their channel. Like, you cannot. It's not a quick business to make money in. Like the stuff you just described. Those are little businesses. They're not like owning property, right? That's not where the money's coming from. So I wouldn't want to do either of those things, to be perfectly honest with you. Airbnb.
Yeah, I don't want to be a wholesaler. I have no interest in that. I think an Airbnb arbitrage company is actually kind of interesting. It kind of plays into some skill sets and systems that I've built in the past. So I don't think it would be a super hard one to get going. I just don't think I want to. I think in the grand scheme of things, it'd be a high cash flow business, but I think it'd be very fragile and vulnerable to legislation, to fluctuations of owners. And I don't want to build something that I don't want to build any business where the upside is in the cash flow.
I want to own things.
Well, I want to own things that compound and get way more valuable over time.
Yeah.
And Airbnb arbitrage company isn't going to do that.
Nope.
So, all right. So that was it. We speed ran it. That was my, I don't know, Sonic the Hedgehog noise. What's the sound when the coins, when he gets the coins?
Ding, 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 ding. I don't know.
Reed's laughing at us.
He knows. Reed knows. He's like, gotta get you a mic.
He's like, I don't know what the sound is, but it's not that. Whatever you guys are doing with your mouths right now, that's not the sound. So that's going to do it for us, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you, as always, for being here. You are, seriously, the best listeners I have ever heard. Seriously, I didn't hear a peep out of you. Not even so a squeak. Polite. Did you hear anybody? It's like they're not even there.
Almost.
Wait, are you there?
Hello?
Okay, if you're still there, if you haven't tuned us out yet, then just go leave a review real quickly on iTunes so that we know you exist, or go over to YouTube, check out the channel, and drop a comment down below. That's the only way we know that you're there. I'm starting to wonder if maybe this entire time over the last 301 episodes, we've just been talking to dead air.
Maybe.
So, it's, are we crazy?
Possible.
Are you out there? If so, we'll leave a review, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Hey, thanks for joining us for another episode of Multifamily Investing Made Simple. If you enjoyed the show, could you do us a massive favor? Head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating and review. Your feedback, it means the world to us, as it helps us grow and spread the word about multifamily investing. And don't forget, sharing is caring. So fire this episode over to any friends or family who you think could benefit from learning all about multifamily investing. Thanks, guys. We appreciate every single one of you, and we'll see you on the next show.